Hello ladies, this is Jessica Caber-Lindholm and I've put together a very special mini training for our incredible Freedom Society this week. That's going to be all about putting together your own mastermind, either connecting with your mastermind partner or creating a mastermind group. The reason I put this together is I've noticed in the past with group programs that it can be very easy to sign up and get excited and jump in. And then somewhere down the path, you feel like you maybe you're losing focus, or maybe you're not showing up for as many of the calls, starting to not connect with your fellow Freedom Society ladies as much. And my intention is that this program was created to specifically help you get the results that you desire. There's nothing here that's academic or fluff or filler. I want you 100% to hit your goals in your business, to get to those 5K, 10K, 20K months. And not only do I want you to be able to achieve this, I 1,000% know that it is possible for you this year to do so. So I put together this training because something that's really helped me along my path is having a mastermind of like-minded women who are, you know, completely understand what I'm doing, who have similar goals or are on a similar path with me to help hold me accountable, to keep me focused, to let me see how far I've really come and celebrate and just give me that additional support. So that's what today is about. Yes, of course, you have support with me and our coaching calls on a regular basis, getting to listen to those, listen to those recordings. But I know that without accountability, even at a deeper level, that we can often slip off into the side. So generally how I work is I'm usually working with some sort of a coach or mentor or in some form of training that's helping me lift myself and my business to the next level. At the same time, for the last year, I have also kept myself in mastermind, and I've been in several different masterminds. You know, they don't have to last forever. You're going to find some people you love working with, and then there's going to be some people that, you know, you split ways after a while. Maybe your businesses go in different directions, and that's completely fine. So the intention today is to show you a couple things. One, why you should create a mastermind, what you need to have to create a really powerful mastermind, like why you should have one in the first place and what needs to be included, how to make the best use of your mastermind, and then the actual structure of it, and how I've masterminded with my partners in the past to help me really keep taking those steps forward and keep being in motion in my business and in my life. The other thing that's really nice about this is, you know, we are visionaries and we are go-getters and we're pushing the limits and we're pioneers in so many ways by being in this industry. And so by creating a mastermind group, it gives you that space where, let's say you're at the holidays with family or friends who just don't really understand or don't get you or don't know what you're doing. It's so lovely to have someone on speed dial that does understand you, that you can literally shoot a text to or send a message to, you know, and in an instant, most likely they're going through the same thing and they're going to respond and say, you know, but I'm here for you, sister. I'm here for you 100%. So that's what this is about. Okay, so to start, what is a mastermind? In terms of, and there's lots of definitions of masterminds. If you read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, there's an entire section on what a mastermind is. If you haven't read that book, I do recommend reading it. It is a little dense. It is a thick book, but at least, you know, listen to it, scan through some of the sections, and at least look at the section on creating a mastermind because it is really helpful to get an idea of what the purpose of a mastermind is. But the way that I think about it is it's a space to connect with like-minded entrepreneurs on a regular basis and to share your celebrations, to vent about anything that you'd like to let go of, and ask for and receive support on any areas you currently need it in your business and life. It really just is another form of not getting stuck in the chaos that can live in our mind and spinning out of control and not seeing results. It's about keeping you focused and taking the next step forward. So why should you have a mastermind? Having a mastermind really builds stronger community, and it gives you access to a partner or a group who have similar beliefs and goals. This will keep you focused, accountable, and on track as you move forward in your business. It's also, you know, what I was just saying, it's also incredibly helpful to have a mastermind for those times, and they are going to happen, when you have to hang out with family or friends who just don't get you or the work you're doing. Your mastermind will absolutely understand what this is like, and they'll be there to support you. They'll become your support team to help you take, you know, not take anything personal. And just really see how incredible you are and keep taking the steps forward to the next level. Because so often we're really hard on ourselves. And just because we haven't hit the like number one goal that's in our mind right now, we think that we're a failure. And working with a great mastermind gives you a space, you know, on a weekly basis to share your celebrations. And even if you don't think you have any, I bet you do, and to check in and then get clear on what those are so that you can live in a space of just feeling more joyous and more on track and really giving yourself the credit that you deserve. So how do you make the best use of a mastermind? Typically, you want to connect 2 to 4 times a month. I honestly have found the best results, and especially if you're just wanting to gain momentum or just getting going, to connect weekly with your mastermind. I mean, the whole point is to keep you accountable and focused, and the best way to do that is to connect weekly, especially when you guys are having these implementation weeks like this week. This is a great time to be connecting with your mastermind partner or your mastermind group to keep yourself really on track so that you actually do implement this week and don't just, you know, completely vanish or lose focus. 2 to 4 members work really great to keep the calls around an hour, meaning each person would receive about 15 to 30 minutes of support. I've been in masterminds anywhere from 2 people to 5 people. 5 people gets a little much, especially because I really do like to keep a mastermind call around an hour. One, we're trying to make the best use of your time. You know, you're a busy entrepreneur. There's a good chance that, you know, you might be working a side job, or if you have kids or other projects going on, this isn't something that needs to take over your week. An hour call is perfect. And so I find even 3 to 4 members of a mastermind is really a good amount, because it allows each of you to get about 15 minutes of time to celebrate, to release anything that's no longer serving you, and then to share where you'd like support and receive that support. So I would look for somewhere 3 to 4 members is pretty good. You can be as small as 2, but it does help to have a little bit bigger group, like 3 or 4 people, so that you have more points of view to give you advice and feedback as you're working through your business. And here's another thing. Pair yourself up with people who are at a similar level as yourself, so that you don't feel like you're coaching your mastermind the whole time, or on the other hand, feel behind in the conversation. When I joined my first mastermind just over, it was about a year and a half ago, I was very picky about which mastermind I joined. And I felt a little uncomfortable with this because, you know, everyone's looking to link up with their mastermind partner in their group, and the last thing you want to do is say no because you feel like you're back in high school and you're like, oh, nope, don't actually want to be in your group of friends. But here's the reason why. You can still be friends with everyone. You can still be connected with everyone. But if you are further along your path than everyone else in your group, you will start to feel like they're your clients versus your mastermind partners. And the whole intention of, you know, of a mastermind group is for you to feel really supported. At the same time, if everyone in the group is already at 10K months and they're growing their list and you're trying to figure out your first opt-in, you might feel a little behind or overwhelmed by the discussions that are going on, and that's not going to serve you either. So there's nothing wrong with do some interviews. Start, you know, reach out in the Freedom Society Facebook group and say, hey, ladies, I want to start my own mastermind. I'd like to connect with, you know, 2 or 3 other people who'd like to be a part of this. I'm doing some interviews to just make sure our energy vibes and that we're on the same, we have some similar goals, we're maybe at a similar place. Who would be interested, and let's set up a time to chat. That's a great way to do it. And for all of us to remember as we create these mastermind groups to not take it personally. It's never about, oh, I wasn't picked, I'm not popular enough, or whatever. It's more about just finding people that are in alignment with what your goals are, your energy is, and in a similar place as you. Okay, so next piece, the actual structure of the mastermind. And we're putting this together as well in kind of a checklist so that when you connect with your mastermind, as you guys start to set up these sessions, you can work through this checklist and know kind of the overall structure of these calls. But here's how it usually goes. Let's say 4 of us are all in a mastermind together, and we call in. You can use something like Skype. You can use freeconferencecall.com, GoToWebinar. There's lots of Zoom is out there. There's so many tools at this point where you can conference call with each other. So, you know, let me know if you need recommendations, but there's tons of them out there. What you do is you'll all call in. You'll all show up on the line. And then one by one, you'll go through and get, you know, your 15 minutes or so of celebration, vent, and support. So person one, start with one person going all the way through, then go to the next person. Person one is going to be, let's say I'm going to go first. So everyone else will be listening. And what I'm going to do first is share my celebrations for the week and what I'm really proud of accomplishing or achieving. So maybe I'll say, you know, I'm really excited. I finally got my new opt-in offer out there. It's getting some great feedback already. I'm really proud of myself because there was a lot of pieces I had to put together to get that set up. Also, I'm really proud because I took a weekend and I gave myself that self-care time. So those are my big celebrations this week. After you do your celebration, give yourself about 60 seconds to vent if needed. Share anything that's frustrating you or, you know, just bothering you at the moment. And this isn't a space to dwell on the negative. Let me be really clear here. But it is a space to also not bottle up or press down fears or emotions or concerns. And what I often find, I'm just thinking about some of the vents that I've heard in my mastermind lately, they often end up being a little bit funny because in our minds, these things are very serious and like they're stressing us out and how could this be going this way? And then when we vent them in a group, oftentimes we very quickly realize how not a big deal they are. And they kind of lose their power and they lose the stress or the anxiety or whatever that they were creating for you. So once you've shared your vent and whether it's like, I'm so frustrated that, you know, I keep putting my opt-in offer out there and I don't know where the heck the people are or why they're not signing up, but that is driving me crazy. Or like I've even heard some in my mastermind about, you know, I had some friends who were like, well, I'm frustrated this week because I've been working out like crazy and gosh darn it, my thighs aren't any smaller yet. That's what I heard recently in my own mastermind group. And these are very high level, amazing women. So it's like, this is your space to just like, what is driving you nuts right now? Set the timer for 60 seconds and just let yourself go and let it go because we're so often trying to stay so positive all the time, which is important, but give yourself 60 seconds to let it all go. And then what you can do at the end of that is say, you know, similar to like the releasing meditation that I use in the mornings, but I see you, thank you, and I release you. And let that fear and concern and frustration go. At this point, now you're going to share anything that you'd love support with. This could be specific to your business. This could be help with keeping your mindset on track, the best ways that maybe other group members are finding to grow their list or connect with potential clients. This is a space, this is the whole point of a mastermind as much as anything, is getting multiple brilliant minds together at a single time to solve a problem or solve a concern. So what you might say is, okay, well, where I'd like support today. You know, I just got my new opt-in offer out and I'm really proud of that. But I would like my list to be growing even more quickly. And what I'd love is to hear how you guys are currently growing your following and what's working best for you so that I can try some of those out and see what feels best to me. What you do at this point is then go around the group. So let's say there's four of us. I just shared where I feel like I need support. And now the remaining three people will each have a turn to share feedback. You know, one person might say, well, I've been hanging out in groups a lot and I've found these specific groups are the ones that are really working well for me. You should come join them and I'll introduce you to the group so that you can connect with everyone and try it out for yourself. That's an amazing connection. The next person might say, you know, I've had the best luck with Facebook ads up to this point. It was a little scary at first, but then I found this amazing person that's been putting them together for me or I've been doing them myself and I'd be happy to show you what that looks like if you want to connect after the call. That's another amazing bit of support there. And maybe the final person might say, actually, I've been doing everything with networking lately, and I'm finding really powerful ways of connecting in person, like in my local city. Here's a couple of websites that I'm using to find these events. All of a sudden, in the span of 15 minutes, you've celebrated yourself and gotten clear on what it is that makes you so amazing at the moment and just feels really good to see your progress. You've acknowledge things that are driving you crazy at the moment and release them. And you've asked for help on something from other brilliant women who are in a similar space and really respect what you're doing and have received feedback and advice from multiple different minds on how you can move forward and attack this problem. This is the power of masterminding and why it's so incredibly powerful and really can help in getting results. The other thing, so at this point, you've had your 15 minutes, so now you'll go on to the next person in the group and do the same thing. They'll go through their celebration, they'll go through their vent, and then they'll ask for support and go around the group, and now you get the chance to offer support as well. And it feels really good to help each other out and to come together to try to solve a problem. So there's such incredible energy with a mastermind. You'll leave it with great ideas, with the wheels turning, feeling inspired and ready to dive in for what's next. So that is your guys' homework this week, is to start connecting with your mastermind partners. Start building a mastermind group, a minimum of two people, obviously, but ideally somewhere between three or four people, that you can come together and set times to meet on a regular basis, at least twice a month. Definitely during these implementation weeks where we don't have a live coaching call in Freedom Society, to really keep you focused and moving forward. I'm so excited for you guys to build even a stronger relationship with each other, to connect at a deeper level, to feel how good it feels to support each other, and also to receive even more support yourself in creating that business and that life that you desire. So this is it. This is how you regularly keep yourself focused, accountable, and aware of how far you've come. So what I want you to do right now is jump into the Freedom Society Facebook group and either create a post saying that you'd love to create a mastermind group and see who else is interested in connecting with you and possibly doing, you know, like an interview and making sure that your energy and where you're at is at a good place. Or you can even personally reach out to the people who are in the group that you feel might be a good fit for you. So in current Freedom Society, we've got 20 or so women signed up, and the group's going to continue to grow over the next couple months. But at the same time, you've got lots of women in that community who have went through the program in the past as well. So if you feel like you're a little further along, or you're just noticing other people who are in the group that you vibe with, there's nothing wrong with creating a mastermind, both of women who are currently in the program and women who have been in it in the past. Like, that's the connection. Everyone's going to be at different places in terms of the program, but connect with people who are at a similar space in terms of your business. So that's your homework. Either do a post or go reach out personally to people and start to put your mastermind group together. I'll be checking in with you guys soon to see how it's going and who you've connected with and who's getting their masterminds together and how often you're meeting and how that's feeling. So put those together. That's your homework. And if you're having trouble finding a mastermind partner or group, please reach out to us. You can always email info@jessicacaver.com, and I can give some suggestions of people who I think might be a good fit for you, or help you connect with someone who might be a great fit. Last piece, just a note here. As you're doing all of this masterminding, also be sure that you're keeping your wealth consciousness on track. I know as we start to move through the program that it can be very easy to get wrapped up in all the systems and structures and the masculine tools and forget about that mindset work. So here's the deal. If you're not consistently hitting your income goals right now, you need to be doing a minimum of 30 minutes of wealth consciousness practices and or reading a day. I often do 2 hours a day when I'm up-leveling, and I read The Science of Getting Rich about 9 times in the first couple of months of my business to get me to those 10K months and keep them consistent. It's something, I mean, even today, I got up today, I hopped in the shower, I turned on Abraham Hicks and listened to a 15-minute money meditation from Abraham Hicks. After that, I came into my office, I started working, and in the meantime, I had subliminal wealth consciousness messages playing in the background. You can find all of these on YouTube. There's tons of great ones. I've actually got one up on my computer right now that I think is about an hour and a half long that just consistently is putting out messages of, I easily receive wealth, I am abundant, I attract, you know, affluence into my life in every moment, and giving me a lot of that behind the scenes, or that subconscious wealth shifts that I want to embody myself. Above and beyond that, Science of Getting Rich is always a great book. Think and Grow Rich is fantastic. Infinite Possibilities, Leveraging the Universe. Let's see, The Game of Life and How to Play It. Big Magic is a great one. The Big Leap. There's so many incredible books out there. Don't hesitate to reach out in the group if you need support with the wealth consciousness pieces. There's so many great resources. And this is the other reason you connect with a mastermind. Your mastermind sisters are going to have all kinds of resources that they're loving for themselves right now that they can share with you and that you can share with them. All right. I hope you loved this mastermind training, and I know you're going to love connecting with your own mastermind group. If you have any questions about the layout of the mastermind, definitely check out the checklist that's included with this training and use that as your guideline to put together your mastermind. And otherwise, hop into the Facebook group, get your post out there, and start personally reaching out to people that you'd like to have in your mastermind. I will see you guys very soon for our next live coaching call. And in the meantime, have a great time connecting with your mastermind partners. To Living Free, ladies, have a great day. Bye.